Rabotai.
Disconnected.
These words of Divrei Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmat David Chai Kohen Ben Avigail Uli'ilui Nishmat Mazal Tova Bat Bivishai Aleim HaShalom. Their yard side is this week
Shabbat.
On the day of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbat. תן אפשם צרורה בצרור החיים. ולעילוי נשמת שושנה בת ישועה. ולעילוי נשמת אבנר בן ניסים הכהן. ולזכות רפואה לבת אל בת רחל. רפואה שלמה ולרפואה שלמה לחנה בת סוליקה.
רפואה שלמה של
בנימין
בן שמעון.
אין לרפואה שלמה for חיה רחל בת סילולה אסתר. ולרפואת יוסף חי בן רוזה. ולרפואת מנחם בן ציון בן גוטה ברל. ולעילוי נשמת אבנר בן בחמל ואמרנו שושנה בת ישוע. לעילוי נשמת יעקב בן ליבה. And also for זכות רפואה שלמה חיה שרה בויזה בת שרנה לאה. ולרפואה שלמה לחי אליהו בן שושן. רפואה שלמה. ולעילוי נשמת דבורה בת עדינה. ולעילוי נשמת יעקב בן אברהם. For all the tefillot of Am Yisrael that they should be answered, and all the brachot and all the yeshuot, the answer that Am Yisrael has is Torah. Bati lehazkir achshav velomar pasuk al ze. And also we come tonight, the last night of the year, we come together and to make a seudat hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shnat Tavshin Peh, and all the Shanim of our lives, for all the Chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Asam Nafshenu B'chaim Velo Natan Namot Raglenu Mecholayim Raim V'Rabim Dilitanu. We have no words. There are no words to say thank you enough to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the best way to say thank you is by learning Torah. That's what the Pasuk says in Tehilim. Odecha beyosher levav belomdi mishpete tzidkecha. The Rambam put it in the gate of one of his she'arim of the Mishneh Torah. Odecha beyosher levav. I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a straight heart. When? Belomdi mishpete tzidkecha. Through my learning. When I learn your mishpatim, when I learn your halachot, when I learn your Torah, that's the greatest expression of thanks to Hashem. The greatest expression of love to Hashem. Ahavat olam haftanu. That love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael is bound with the Torah. Chukim u'mishpatim. You gave us the Torah, and we don't budge from it. We don't stop learning. That's the way we say thank you. Odecha biyosher levav velomdim mishpete tzidkecha. Be'emet, a person has to be mikabel on himself, to be mitchazek in limud haTorah in the upcoming new year, to learn more than he learned before. Rabotai, we have to take advantage of life. We have to take advantage as much as possible of every moment in life and not to take it for granted and to use it to become better, to use it to become greater, to use it to achieve shlemut, to achieve kinyan Torah. The Ben Ish Chai, Alav HaShalom, in Parashat Nitzavim, in Halakha Kaf. Im siyem habracha velo amar zochrenu michamocha eno hozer. We're going to begin tomorrow night by saying zochrenu lechaim, by saying michamocha avarachaman. If a person forgot to say it, he doesn't go back. If he's still in the middle of the bracha, that's something else. But afilu amar baruch ata Hashem, even if he only remembered after he just said Baruch Atah Hashem, he's about to say Magen Avraham, and he remembered, I didn't say Zochenu Lechaim. He doesn't go back. Eno rashai lesayem lamedeni chukecha kede lomar Zochenu Michamocha. Different than HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Those two halachot are midina de Gemara. It's in the Gemara Masechet Brachot. Zochenu Michamocha is not found in the Talmud Bavli. It's not in the Gemara. It's brought to us from the Geonim. And therefore, even though we put it into the tefillah, but if we forgot it, we don't go back. Ve'ita b'sefer Torah Lishma, the Ben Ish Chai quotes his sefer, the Torah Lishma, de zochrenu, kevan shi bakashat rachamim, im lo amarah bimkoma, yomar ota b'shomea tefillah. There is a little bit of a tikkun that a person can do if he forgot to say Zochrenu and he already finished the bracha, being that it is bakashat rachamim, being that it is asking, it's a form of tefillah, Zochrenu lechaim, melech hafetz b'chaim, Hashem remember us for life, so you can insert it in Shomea Tefillah. If you get to Shomea Tefillah and you remember you forgot Zochrenu and you weren't able to correct, you could put it into the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. What about on Shabbat or on Rosh Hashanah, where we don't say the bracha of Shomea Tefillah? U'b'Shabbat u'b'Rosh Hashanah yomar ota kodem shi'akor raglav. He should say it before he says Oseh Shalom, before he takes the three steps to say Oseh Shalom. Over there you should say Zochrenu Lechaim. Rav Rabbi Meir Mazuz, Shalita, the Rosh Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, he says in his Ze'arot, in the back of the Sefer, he says, yes, maybe there's a different idea. You don't have to wait till Kodem She'akar Aglav. He says, say it before Uchtov Lechaim. Before Uchtov Lechaim Tovim, you already now, you know that you forgot Zochrenu, right? You were even going to put it into Shema Kolenu, but you don't have Shema Kolenu because it's Shabbat or Rosh Hashanah. So you already know. So when you come to Uchtov Lechaim, before Uchtov Lechaim, Zochrenu Lechaim. He says, why? Because, as is brought down in the Tur, the sequence of these four Hosafot, of these four Bakashot that we put in the Tefillah in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, is based on a very polite behavior. In the beginning we say, Zochrenu Lechaim. Hashem, remember us for life. Chaim, you know, we are ashamed. We come, Bitchilu Urchimu, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day of Rosh Hashanah, and throughout Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we ask for life. Zochrenu Lechaim. As the tefillah progresses, we build up a little bit more confidence. There is a mashal for this. Build up a little bit more confidence to ask a little bit more. A little bit more. Uchtov lechaim tovim kol bnei veritecha. Now we already ask for chaim tovim, not just zochrenu lechaim. We say we ask for good life. Then at the end of Sim Shalom, we let it all out. Uf sefer chaim beracha v'shalom panasat tova v'shua v'nechama. We go out. We say before we go out the door, I want all of this. Don't think it's just, you know, those two things. So says Rabbi Meir Mazuz, why not say zochrenu lechaim before Uchtov? If you're going to wait to say Zochrenu till Kodem She'akar Aglav, the Seder is opposite. First you ask for Uchtov Lechaim Tovim, and then you said Zochrenu Lechaim. It's not in accordance with the Seder. It seems from the Ben Ish Chai he was not worried about that. It seems like he's not worried about that. It seems maybe, could be, to answer for the Ben Ish Chai, although the Rosh Yeshiva has a very good point. But maybe to say for the Ben Ish Chai, there is an inyan, each osafa that we add is exactly suited and fit for that, for the matbea of that bracha itself. Maybe to say Zochrenu in the middle of the Birkat, which bracha are we saying? The Birkat Hoda'a, before Hatov Shimcha Ulchanaele Hodot. So maybe it's not Me'inyan, maybe it's not Mat'im to put there. We don't know. The Geonim, the Rishonim, those who coined the additional tefillot for us, maybe they had in mind a certain exact reason why Zochrenu is in Birkat Avot, why Michamocha is in Birkat Tagibor. There's a reason for that. Could be that's why the Ben Ish Chai does not give that idea. Masha'enken Michamocha, continues the Ben Ish Chai, Masha'enken Michamocha, en la tashlumin, de'ena bakashat rachamim. The Ben Ish Chai says, what's different is with the second one. Michamocha ava rachaman, zocher yetzurav birachamim lechayim. That's not a bakasha lechaora. It's not a bakasha. You're not asking for anything. Zochenu lechayim, you're asking for life. Uchtov lechayim, you're asking to be written in the book of life. Sefer chayim barachav shalom, also. But michamocha ava rachaman, who is like you, Hashem, the compassionate Father, zocher yetzurav birachamim lechayim, that's a shevach. It's not a bakasha. And therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, since it's not a bakasha, there's no tashlumim. You don't put it in Elokai Netzor at the end of the tefillah to make up for it if you forgot. It's only a shevach. The Kaf HaChaim is cholek. The Kaf HaChaim says that Mistama, the poskim who said that you can make a tikkun by saying it at the end, it applies, they were sotem, they didn't make this chiluk, and therefore you can say also the michamocha. Maybe there's some machloket here going on, because be'emet, you have to understand what the Ben Ish Chai means. Why is it because it's not a bakashat rachamim, you can't put it at the end of the tefillah? Although it's true, if you look in the Elokai Netzor, it's all, each word, each phrase is a bakashat rachamim, is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. It's not divrei shevach. But it could very well be that the Kaf HaChaim, maybe he holds that when you say michamocha ava rachamim, even though that sentence in itself is not a shevach, is not a bakasha of rachamim, but the fact that it is a shevach is a way to lead into a bakashat rachamim. How do you ask something? First you say a shevach. So maybe it's not a stira. Say michamocha ava rachaman zocher yetzurav. So please Hashem, zochrenu lechayim. Please Hashem, you leratzonim refi ve'egyoni bilefanecha Hashem tzuri ve'goali. So that's another little discrepancy here among the poskim, but the Ben Ish Chai says, en la tashlumim de'en habakashat rachamim, v'chen be'amirat uchtov u'besefer de'im shachach eno chozer. Also, in those two, if you forgot them, you don't go back. Ach yomar otam kodem she'akor aglav de'hem bakashat rachamim. Another halacha, halacha kaf alef, במוסף של ראש השנה ושבת תשובה ויום הכיפורים יאמרו מחמוך אב הרחמים, not אב הרחמן. This is brought from the Ari HaKadosh, that when it comes to מוסף of יום טוב, meaning on ראש השנה, שבת תשובה, and also מוסף of יום הכיפורים, we don't say מחמוך אב הרחמן, we say even a higher level, we say מחמוך אב הרחמים, וכן הוא הדין במנחה של שבת תשובה, also by מנחה. So by מוסף and by מנחה of שבת תשובה. וגם אם חלו ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים בשבת, יאמר במנחה אב הרחמים. Also, even if ראש השנה and יום הכיפורים fall on שבת, you say מחמוך אב הרחמים, and you see in the מחזורים, ברוך השם, in our מחזורים, they remind us to say so. וכשאומר במוסף ראש השנה פסוק, אמונאי צבאות יגן עליהם. אמונאי צבאות יגן עליכם. אמונאי צבאות יגן עלינו. Right? So it's nice. It sounds very poetic. It has a nice rhythm to it. But we have to know that only one of those three phrases is the lashon of a pasuk. So the Ben Ish Chai says, when you say in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah the pasuk, Hashem צבאות יגן עליהם, יעשה תנועה של סוף פסוק. Pause, stop. כי זהו פסוק בזכריה. Because it's a פסוק in זכריה, וסיומו זה. It's an end of a פסוק in זכריה פרק ט'. אבל מה שאומרים אחר זה השם צבאות יגן עליכם, זהו בקשה. This that we add after that. השם צבאות יגן עליכם, השם צבאות יגן עלינו, that's a בקשה that's based on that פסוק. So to differentiate, first we say the פסוק, you stop, and then you say those two. Look how careful we have to be מדקדק, you know, even with the pausing, even with the commas, even with the, you know, punctuation of the tefillah, is very important. וכשאומר, ואתם הדבקים, בשם אלוקיכם, חיים כולכם היום, היום. תהדרן, היום תבעדן, היום תיתנן. So we say a whole aleph bet, today you should do this for us, you should give this to us, we ask you Hashem to give this to us. כשיגיע לאותת של תכתבנו, ידלק תיבת היום. You'll find this also in our מחזורים. When we say, היום תיתננו לכן ולחסד ולרחמים, then some old סידורים had, היום תכתבנו לחיים טובים. No. When it comes to תכתבנו לחיים טובים, say it together. Don't say היום. היום תיתננו לכן ולחסד ולרחמים, ותכתבנו לחיים טובים. Why? אין להחזיק עצמו כצדיקים גמורים שנכתבים בראש השנה. You come with such a gava, היום תכתבנו לחיים טובים. רק שנייה. It says in the Gemara, צדיקים נכתבים לאלתר. Immediately they are written לחיים ברשעים, you know, what's written. אבל the בנונים תולים, it's waiting till יום הכיפורים, right? So you come and you say Hayom. That means you take for granted that you're a tzaddik. By the way, when you give a bracha to someone, give a bracha that he should be nechtam le'altar v'sifan shel tzaddikim. I heard great tzaddikim when they would give a greeting before Rosh Hashanah, when they would give a bracha, she'tikatvu v'techatmu le'altar v'sifan shel tzaddikim le'altar lechayim tovim u'shalom. When you give a bracha, don't be anava, don't be a baal anava on the account of your friend. Don't say, well, maybe he's benoni. What kind of a bracha? I'm giving him le'altar. No. You give a bracha, it should be le'altar. Everybody should be nechtav ve'nechtam besifan shel tzadikim le'altar lechaim tovim u'shalom. Aval, in the tefillah, we have to behave with anava. We have to be polite, like we saw before. You don't just come right away, sefer chaim bracha. Wait. So the same thing, to say, Hayom tichtevenu lechaim tovim, that comes out like you take for granted, today you're going to... So therefore you say, you mavliya, how? Hayom titenenu lechenu lechesed ulrachamim vetichtevenu lechaim tovim. Be'emet, you want Hayom. Aval you don't say it beferush, you're relying on the Hayom that you said before. Then להחזיק עצמו כצדיקים גמורים שנכתבים בראש השנה וכנזכר בלבוש ויזהר לומר תכתבנו ברחמך לחיים טובים. In some old סידורים, and the way I was repeating to you the whole time right now, I was saying תכתבנו לחיים טובים. The Ben Ish Chai says, be careful. Don't say it like that. Say תכתבנו, you should inscribe us, ברחמך, with your compassion, לחיים טובים. Why? בשביל הראשי תיבות שלא תהיה תף למתת. We don't want to say תכתבנו לחיים טובים, it's ראשי תיבות תף למתת, that in Aramaic that means a curse, חס ושלום. תלת, that's a curse, that's ארור. So we don't want even ראשי תיבות, even a רמז of a curse. So what do? We insert ברחמך. תכתבנו ברחמך לחיים טובים. You look in the כף החיים, he brings the חידה עליו השלום, he says אדרבה. We can say words that the Rashi Tevod is maybe mashmaut of klala, but we fill it up with words that will be hofech et haklala libracha. Aval you know what? We don't take a chance. The Ben Ish Chai goes with the poskim that we don't do that, and therefore we say tichtevenu berachamim lechaim tovim bishvil Rashi Tevod shelo tiyeh v'chen beotpe. Also in otpe we say hayom tifkedenu berachamecha lechaim tovim uleshalom. על כולנו ועל כל משפחותינו ועל כל קהל הדתנו ועל כל עם ישראל אמן ואמן לשנה אמן. טובה תיכתבו ותחתמו בספרן של צדיקים לאלתר לחיים טובים ולשלום אמן, אמן.